This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest with me, T. Xiao Yik and Juliet Jacobs. Today, we are observing World Sexual Health Day. If you're just joining us, it's observed annually on the 4th of September every year to raise awareness and break down social and cultural taboos associated with sexuality and to promote positive sexual health around the world. And one of the aspects of positive sexual health is, of course, practicing safe sex.
Yes, and speaking of that, in an article on Bustle, certified sex educator Emma McGowan wrote that she's had conversations with multiple women who complained that men they're dating didn't want to wear condoms. Mm. And this isn't an isolated account. Over the years, women have constantly shared their grievances with this, with regard to this. As McGowan put it, and I'm quoting her here, the negotiations that happen around condoms never seem to cease.
That's right. One only needs to do a quick Google search to find dozens of articles and Reddit threads on women voicing their concerns and many more columns written on what you should do if your partner insists on not wearing condoms. So it's peculiar to think that a lot of people would insist on not wearing condoms when it's proven to be not only one of the best and cheapest forms of contraceptives, but more importantly, a useful tool in reducing the rate of sexually transmitted infections.
Yes, and you know, studies have shown that condoms, when used correctly and perfectly, have a 98% effectiveness rate when it comes to preventing pregnancies. Even when we take human errors into account, condoms are said to have an effectiveness rate of about 85%. Not only that, it contributes to significant reduction in transmission of, you know, diseases such as gonorrhea, chlamydia, and HIV, but also to a lesser extent for viruses such as genital herpes, the human papilloma virus, and syphilis. So why are a lot of men seemingly willing to risk pregnancy and STIs? And keep in mind, it isn't just men in heterosexual relationships either. Many studies also indicate that men in homosexual relationships also do not like using condoms. So we're wondering, why is this so?
Well, when it comes to men in heterosexual relationships, one of the reasons could be that they're simply not as worried about possible unplanned pregnancies as women are. A recent study conducted in the United States titled More Than a Physical Burden, Women's Mental and Emotional Work in Preventing Pregnancy found that the responsibility for preventing pregnancy in heterosexual relationships disproportionately falls on women.
Yes, and when it comes to STIs or sexually transmitted infections, which applies to all sorts of relationships, homosexual and heterosexual, studies have shown that people on the receiving end during sexual intercourse are more susceptible to infection. So Emma McGowan, who we quoted earlier, says that this is due to various factors, such as one, their bodies are more likely to tear during sex, and number two, those body parts have mucous membranes that make it easier for infections to get into their bodies.
So these could be some factors that make men overconfident or carefree when it comes to practicing safe sex, particularly when it comes to using condoms. In fact, there are plenty of articles that detail the various excuses that men give for not wanting to use this contraceptive, such as, I quote, it's uncomfortable, or it can't fit, or I prefer to go all natural.
Yes, but we want to dive into the topic a little bit deeper and not only find out why many men do not like using condoms, but also what women and others also can do when they find themselves in a situation where their partner refuses to wear a condom during sexual intercourse. So to help us unpack everything, we have on the line Dr. Kamal Kenny, a social psychologist and the vice president of the Federation of Reproductive Health Associations Malaysia. Hello, Dr. Kamal. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. So just to start off with, what are some of the reasons men usually give for not wanting to wear a condom during sexual intercourse?
Well, I guess there's a lot of misconception put in where people feel that when condom is present, one will not have complete sexual gratification, pleasure involved in the process of having sex. One of the reasons why people go away from using condoms, it goes back to two main factors. One is comfort. When I talk about comfort here, we are talking about physical comfort. We are not talking about the emotional connection, the emotional comfort of knowing that you're safe, but basically we are zeroing down to physical comfort. So a lot of people feel that the physical comfort is absent when condom is used. And secondly, it goes back to the masculinity ideology, whereby when man is always viewed as someone in power, so he feels that, you know, why should I actually use that? You know, I should actually try my luck, or, you know, put it in such a way that, you know, I can go with the fact that I'm not going to be pregnant. I will have my ways of not wanting to use the condom. So it goes in two prongs. Okay, we're looking at two tiers here. One is the comfort element, as well as the masculinity ideology, which is basically patriarchal ideology.
There are studies which suggest that people who are the receiving partners during sexual intercourse are more susceptible to many STI infections, and this may lead some men to think that it's unnecessary to wear a condom. What are your thoughts on this?
It's undeniably that it's true that the receiving party is more susceptible when an infection, has a higher risk of an infection. But that does not rule out the fact that men are equally at risk. They must take into consideration that they are not really looking at vaginal and anal sexual intercourse here. They could also be involved in oral sexual intercourse. So this could actually make them have a high risk of having STI infection, taking into consideration that their partner is infected. In most instances, when it involves STI and HIV in particular, people always think someone else's disease. They never feel that they have got an equal chance of getting an infection. So people must always be mindful that they should not rule out the fact that they are in, especially when it involves another sexual partner besides their spouse or someone, a partner that have been there, that they are familiar with, okay, that they do not know their profile or their history. So they could be at equal risk. They should not rule out the fact that they're equally at risk, okay, especially people who are involved in having sex with multiple partners or having sex with someone that with a stranger that they just met. They must always keep that in mind.
So there are also studies that suggest that the responsibility for preventing pregnancy in heterosexual relationships disproportionately falls on women. What would you say to men who think it's unnecessary to use a condom due to the fact that they won't get pregnant?
Okay, this goes back to the patriarchal ideology from kingdoms coming. It has always been felt that women, the responsibility of being pregnant lies in the women. So as such, men feels that they do not have an equal share of responsibility. This is where comprehensive sexuality education plays a very important role. We need to empower people, both parties, both sexes, that both sexes are equally responsible when we talk about pregnancy. Women should not be shouldering this when it comes to having a baby. It's very important for us to advocate this from very young, as young as children at schools, the importance of gender roles. So we have to look at the spectrum of gender dynamics where equality plays a very important role in both sexes. So men should not feel that, you know, the fact that he's not going to get pregnant, as such, he need not wear a condom. We should go away from that thought process.
And could the fact that men can't get pregnant also be a reason why many men in homosexual relationships tend not to use condoms as well?
That could be a factor, but I think a lot of people actually do not have, in homosexual relationship, do not wear condoms is because of the aspect of pleasure. And maybe they would feel that they know their partners, but they must remember that the cases of the prevalence of STI infection and HIV infection is on the rise amongst MSM. Okay, among the homosexual community specifically. So they should be mindful that they should wear a condom whenever they're having sex, regardless whether it's a heterosexual relationship or a homosexual relationship.
Just so we're clear, Dr. Kamal, why is there a spike in STI cases among men in same-sex relationships?
It's definitely because these parties, people involved, are not practicing same-sex. They are practicing same sex, that is the use of condom. We would not be looking at such trends as of late. And I think the idea of the aspect of not being able to get pregnant is actually old school. The reason homosexual men specifically are not wearing condoms is because many people, I think studies that have looked in the past have always looked at a smaller sample. So I think when we're looking at issues like this, we need to look at a bigger sample. So only then we're able to look at prevalence. It is important. In most studies, they have also showed that there's a strong correlation between pleasure and the use of condom. And people feel the use of condom do not give them the ultimate pleasure. As such, it's very important for us to empower women or whoever the party is to say that it's important, especially when it's a partner that you're not in the know of their profile. Okay, and you're not familiar, you do not know about their history, okay? So it is important for you to actually empower yourself to say that, you know, it's imperative that one should use condom in this context.
Some men say they don't like using a condom because they can't find one that fits. What would your advice be in these circumstances?
I think one should not risk the fact of getting an infection as against getting the right fit. If one does not get the right fit, what my advice would be to try out a few brands in the market. Okay, I'm sure when one tries out several brands, he will definitely be able to get one brand that he finds that it's suitable and that he finds that will be the ideal brand for him.
So what can women and others do if they find themselves in a situation where their partner does not want to wear a condom?
I guess the question that one should ask themselves is the relationship worth it? Okay, if the partner is so demanding, he feels that it's very important, that is it worth for you to actually be in that relationship? Because when we talk about sex, we are talking about two parties here. It's just not one party, okay? Sexual pleasure involves two parties as such. And when something goes wrong, especially when someone is infected, the probability of two parties being infected there is very high. As such, people should be, and I'm saying people here in the context of both parties here, okay, they must insist that the use of condom is practiced.
And on that note, is it okay for one partner to remove a condom midway through sexual intercourse without the consent of the other partner?
In this context, again, that's why it's very important for us to actually emphasize on comprehensive sexuality education at a very young age, because people have to be empowered, okay? We need to educate people to say no when people are wanting to practice stealthing, that is, in the of removing condom in the process of having sex. They must be able to be empowered enough to say no, you know, they would not want to continue having sex if the partner is wants to remove the condom in the process of having sex. That's considered assault already, okay? It's a crime. People must understand, maybe the individual who's actually committing that the act of removing the condom do not realize, okay, the fact that he be due to ignorance, okay, he may not realize that that's an act of assault or crime, you know. He could be charged in the event of doing that. So people, both parties has to be empowered. So it's definitely a no-no.
And, you know, finally, why is it important for men to educate themselves about safe sex and, you know, take active measures towards it?
If it's not him, if he's not taking him into consideration, he must remember that he could have a sister, okay? He could have a cousin who's a female, and she could be at risk if someone else have the same thought process, who's so drowned in the patriarchal system, okay? And he would not want to see his sister or his cousin to be in the same circumstances, okay? As such, that's why we should start advocating this at a very young age. It's very important with the current changing times, more men are more accepting that of the whole notion of equality. And as such, the element of respect comes into place. So I think it is important that we should stress this, the need for us to change and believe that the whole notion of gender roles, the stereotype of gender roles has to be changed, and where we should not look at people from a certain view, especially both sexes. So as such, I feel that that's why it's important. for us to stress this whole idea of equality.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kamal. That was Dr. Kamal Kenny, a social psychologist and the vice president of the Federation of Reproductive Health Associations, Malaysia.
Yes, and I'm afraid that's all the time we have for today's show. But, you know, we are going to continue talking about World Sexual Health Day today, you know, coming up at 3 p.m. on Live and Learn. Dashun Johan will be speaking to Dr. Rachel Winston and Azrin Azhari Arshad about why it's important to have open conversations about sex and sexual health. And then coming up at 4 p.m. on our Health and Living segment, it's our Doctor in the House segment with Dr. George Lee, and he'll be joined by Dr. Raja Iskandar Shah Raja Azwa, and together with T. Xiao Ik, they'll be discussing how to tackle taboos on sexual health. So, you know, do stay tuned for that. That's coming up at 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. respectively. But, you know, that's all the time we have for today's show, as I mentioned. So if you miss any part of the Daily Digest, you can download the podcasts at bfm.my/Daily Digest. You can look us up on Facebook. We just search for BFM The Bigger Picture. You can also download the podcast on our BFM app on Spotify. For now, we're going to leave you with Gloria Jones with Tainted Love. This has been the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.